Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to the Master's Calling. I have tagged this day Thirst for Him this Thursday. This should be something we do at all times, but let's just keep it in mind that to develop a relationship and an understanding of our Father is so important. So as you move through this day, just be thirsty for Him. Amen. And I'm going to open this up in prayer so we can hear the word and get that part of our day going on. Father God, good morning. We thank you for this day. Father, we appreciate all that you do, and we thirst for you, Father. We just want to have a better relationship with you, Father, so that we just can't seem to get enough. You know, when you're thirsty, you just can't seem to get enough, Father. So we want to have that kind of relationship. We know you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the all-knowing, Father, and we appreciate that you have protected us from seen and unseen danger through the night, Father, things we had no idea that were happening to us, for us, or around us, Father, that you kept us through that night, Father. We appreciate that same kind of love throughout this day that you just keep us, Father. Many of us are going through weather conditions, Father, so we just ask you to keep us covered, Father, as we move through this day. We appreciate Artists International that has brought many of us together, Father, where we're able to help others through a wellness company. We thank you for that, Father. We thirst to help others, Father. Father God, we appreciate the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the Artists International Ambassador, and Dr. Weatherspoon, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. Father God, we appreciate these two women of God as they are thirsty for your word, Father, and they share it, and they are ministers in the marketplace. Father God, we just want to cover the message and the messenger, that it comes forward in our minds, Father, so that we can receive it and thirst for it and want more, Father. Father God, we just love you so much. And just so that you know, there is no place on this call for any disturbance, distractions, or misbehavior where we cannot get fed with the word. Father God, we are here in this telecommunication sanctuary where we're going to put our spiritual seatbelts on and get ready for the word. Amen, amen, and amen. And I love each and every one of you out there in the community. Please be safe in these weather conditions and just thirst for his word this morning. Turning it over to you, Minister Robin.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me, Minister Benita?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister.
Praise God. Thank you so much for greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. I love that. We thirst for you, Father. Praise God. God, morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here on the East Coast also with Minister Benita, and we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call. Our call is all about the Lord of Lords, the Great I Am, the King of Kings, our Master. And it was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. P.K. is in Mexico, and she is also the ambassador of Artists International, the first ambassador and the only ambassador. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we affectionately know her as our Mother Eagle. She teaches us, and she is in the process of getting married. She's preparing for it. So we thank God for what he's doing in their lives because they are faithful to him, and they're also faithful to us. We have an email address, and we also have a website for you. But let me just give you our scripture that we stand on. You can locate that in Psalm 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Prayer is the focus of this call, and we're so glad many of you, because of prayer and also because of your friends and family, you've joined us. We have a mission statement, and we can truly say that we are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. For our email address, you want to send us your praise report, your prayer request, even if you want to be part of our team as a prayer intercessor or even to bring a word forward, send it all to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com, and Dr. Vanessa or myself will get back to you. That's the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And every message has been archived on our website. We are into day 19 of our corporate fast. You can can find all of the directions, all of our messages on the mastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And immediately following this call, we have our morning motivational call that's hosted by a wonderful team of platinum presidents within Artists International, our godmother, Dorothy Cook. She is also a platinum president. She has a wonderful team. Our platinums are teaching us because we know that teamwork makes the dream work. So that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. We also have so many things that are going on. We are having a 90K wealth and empowerment experience that is taking place Saturday, February 1st, 2014. Yes, yes, yes. You can do it. 90K in 90 days. We have an awesome team that will show you how. You can even invite your friends and your families. We have an early bird special going on for your tickets until January 27th. You can even order your tickets online. We know that one of our platinums, or several of our platinums, are going to be there. One of the team members, Platinum China Bentley, Larissa Barclay is going to be there, Dr. Raphael Spiller. We even have our millionaires, Platinum President Dr. Jewel Painter. I can go on. Million Dollar Dawn Wilson, Platinum President Harvey and Bernita Monk. God is so good. So make sure, take advantage and get your ticket for Saturday, February 1st, 2014, the 90K Wealth and Empowerment Experience going to be held in Atlanta, Georgia, at the Westin at the Atlanta Airport. Praise God for that. And we also have this Saturday, two Super Saturdays going on. We have a 90K in 90 days that is going to be held here on the East Coast at the Hampton Inn at the JFK Airport, and that is going to be with Pastor John Glenn. Awesome, awesome, awesome testimony with our Platinum President Bernadette Selby and one of the 90K team members, Million Dollar Dawn Wilson. So again, that event is Saturday, January 25th from 12 until 4 p.m. Admission's only $9.99. And then also this Saturday, we have our Dr. Karen Johnson. She's having a Super Saturday down in Columbia, South Carolina. You can find out all that information on the MMC call immediately following this call. You can also find out what's going on in your back office. And for those who are not yet Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors, get back to the person that invited you to the call, and they will be glad to share this information with you. Well, I will come back with additional announcements, but I'm going to tell you about this victorious, anointed, loving woman of God, Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis. She, too, is an Artists International Health and Wellness Distributor, and she has a powerful testimony. She knows that artists have changed her life. She is a wife, and she co-pastors alongside her husband, Pastor Eugene Lewis, at the Lion of Judah Ministries in Las Vegas, Nevada. She is a proud mother of two wonderful children. And if you want to hear her testimony and find out how she has lost so much weight, God did a work in her body physically, and he's doing an awesome work in her spiritually and within and throughout the United States and internationally, sharing the word of God with others. She is on Facebook. You can find out additional information about her. Go ahead. She would be glad to befriend you on Facebook. And at this time, I know God has given her a word to share with us. I'm not going to take up any more time. I am going to call forward Co-Pastor LaVonya Lewis. Are you there, Co-Pastor?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And thank you to our family that's on the line, that's on the phone, that's listening and have connected, have made the decision to wake up this morning and be connected every morning and get that inspiration that you know you need to make it another day. I'm so grateful to our Mother Eagle, to our Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, and to our Ambassador, Pastor P.K. Roberts. I'm so blessed to be connected to such powerful women of God with such vision, such visionaries. It is an honor and indeed a privilege to be on this call, to be connected to such a powerful team of men and women of God who have set about to do God's business, to do God's will. I'm so honored. It's been such a blessing to meet so many of you at Houston, to put my arms around you and love on you, and to share my testimony with you all. You all have been so powerful and so inspirational to me. You say how I am to you, but let me tell you, you are to me, that you are willing to hear what God has said through me, what God is saying through me, and what God is yet to say through me. And you have been so wonderful to encourage me in this journey of weight loss. I'm telling you, I know what it's like to feel like giving up. I know what it's like to feel like I've used every resource. I have nothing left. I have nothing else. I'm giving up. And then I know what it's like for God to come through and save in just in the nick of time, give you the answer you need to do what it is that you have to do, and then for you to stand in victory and proclaim and declare the word of God, the promise of God. There's a song that I love so dearly that it just rings in my spirit, and I thank and praise God for the praise team singing it out there at Houston during the Empowerment Conference. And it simply says, God is able to do just what he said he will do. He's going to fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. And so I want to encourage you all, as I start to tell you the word of God and to remind you of the promises of God, do not give up on God, because he has not given up on you. And so we have to remind ourselves that the scripture tells us, and this is where I'm coming from on today, 2 Corinthians, and we're going to just, for today, focus on the fourth chapter, the 8th through the 18th verse. So 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 18. And so I want to extract from that scripture, those scriptures, the thought for today, that you may be down, but you are not out. And so I want to remind you on this morning that I don't care what your situation looks like, feels like, tastes like, smells like. I don't care what senses are telling you about your situation. God is with you. You may be down at this moment in this dispensation of time, but you are not out of the race. You're not out of the being a contender for winning. You're right where you need to be at this present time. And so I know in your business, I know maybe in your health, I know maybe in your finances, in your relationships, some of us are feeling like, I feel so behind, I need to catch up. Some people are so much further ahead of me, but I want to let you know that you are not shocking God. Your situation is not throwing him off. He did not wake up and say, oh, my Lord, oh myself, what's going on with this person? He's not peeking through his fingers at your situation like he's watching a scary movie. He knows what's going on with you. He's got the memo. He's got the emails. He is right on top of your situation, and he wants you to know on today that you are where you need to be. You have ground to catch up with, yes, but God is going to do the catching up. And so I want you to know that if you look at the scripture, we started the 8th verse, Paul is talking to the Corinthians, and he's letting them know, I know we're troubled on every side, but check this out. He talks, he's going to talk in some real paradoxical terms right now, because what he's going to talk about is, you're this, but you're not that. And so you're going to find this pattern all throughout this chapter. And so he tells them, I know you're troubled on every side, yet you're not distressed. So you're not so pushed about and stretched out, and that's a wrestling term. And you're not so stressed about it that the enemy got you against the ropes that you're going to lose this match. No, I know you are troubled, but we're not distressed. And I love that he's not just talking to them. Paul said, it's we. I'm going through what y'all going through. I understand. The woman of God just introduced me, said that it lets you know that Lavana is a distributor just like you all. Yes, so I understand. I understand that in December folks didn't want to buy. I know in January people have given you excuses already as to wait, you know, till I get paid, or the money didn't come like I thought, or wait until my taxes. I know people are giving you, I'm getting the same excuses. We're troubled. However, we're not distressed. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're not there. Paul is making comparison here, and he's telling them there's a comparative degree here to look at. You know, we got to look at that even though we're pressed, we still got room. There's still room. God is still in this, even though we're hand-to-hand combat. God is still in control. He's still turned over. He still got this. He's not upset. He's not pacing the floor and wringing his hands because he's so upset. No, no, God is looking to challenge you, and I want to challenge you on today. Change your mindset about how you're looking at what you're going through. And I hear people, and I'm a pastor, so people get up and they'll testify about how they're going through. We have gotten so we took testimony service out of the church because people were getting up telling more about the glory of the devil than the glory of God. Oh, and the devil that did this to me today, and the devil that beat me up like this. No, 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 no. No, we need to talk about what God is doing. So even though, yeah, we're perplexed, we're unable to find a way out, we're unable to, but we're not in despair. God got us out of this. You got to see yourself out before you're actually out. You have to see yourself manager while you're still struggling to get your three and be stress-free. You got to see yourself being director. You got to see yourself being the platinum already before you even get there. You got to see yourself walking. My God, I had to see myself. I was dreaming of myself at the weight I am now when I was 400 and something pounds before God brought me to this place. And I'm still seeing myself 100 pounds smaller before I get there, because I understand the mentality of God, that his mind is that we focus on the invisible more than the visible. We got to look at 4:9. It says that we're persecuted but not forsaken. We're cast down but not destroyed. Here we're talking, Paul is describing to them the pursuit that they're in by their enemies, that because they're forsaken, don't get this twisted into thinking that you're by yourself in this. You feel like you may be overtaken by your enemies, but what you have to understand is he's preaching this from a prison, y'all. And so he could write to the Philippians, and he could let them know, I would that you should understand, brother, that all things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all palace. All the palace and all other palaces. This is what he wrote in Philippians. So when he was talking to the Philippians being in prison, Paul is saying, I know I'm sitting inside of a jail, but I understand that this stuff is happening so that when I get up out of here, this is way further. This is beyond me. This is beyond you. Can I challenge you to believe today that what you're going through doesn't even have to do with you? What you're suffering right now has absolutely nothing to do with you, more so than what it has to do with the person you're going to be able to witness to and say, I know what it feels like to be this, but let me tell you what it feels like when God brought me out. I want to challenge you to think every day that you go through, whatever that the enemy wants to throw against you may not always be the enemy throwing against you. We love to think that the bad things are from the devil and the good things are from God. But what I want to encourage you to believe is that all things work together for the good of them that are called to the Lord. All you got to do is love the Lord and be called into his purpose. And those things are working for your good. And so the enemy would love for you to sit back and discount about how you're being cast down and how you're being forsaken and how you're being talked bad about and how people don't understand, and love to have you sit back and see nobody knows the trouble I'm going through. But I want to challenge you to understand that Paul understood, and what we are to understand, is that me going through this would cause another man to be weak. But because God is with us, it really works for my good. It really makes me better. it really takes me to a place where it's building like muscle. Any of you have been in the gym and you do resistance training, you'll understand that me lifting weights, that me picking up the weight and then putting it down again and then picking it up again, what that's doing is it is causing that muscle to move to a place that it needs to be at, but it's not used to being. And I'm going to say that again. It causes that muscle to move to a place that it should be, but is not used to being at. So what it does is when we go through suffering and God is with us every step of the way, what that resistance does for us is it takes our faith and puts it where it should be, but where it's not used to being. Some of us are walking into new realms, new levels, new places that we have never been before. And so we are being challenged to rethink, to change our mindset, to take our faith level on another step. We're realizing, God, I got to see you in a different way. Let me share my testimony with you. When my husband and I drove down, yes, we drove down, we got a rental car, and drove down to Houston, we had not enough money or the money we really wanted to come out there with. We really had imagined having a larger amount of money. And so we were challenged in that. You know, should we go anyway? Once we got past that, we said, okay, we just go step out and go anyway. My mother took ill, and she got very sick, and so we took her to the hospital. Now, my mother is battling cancer. She's winning, however, but she's still battling it. She's not out of the neck of the woods just yet, but we're already speaking. I'm already seeing her totally, fully healed, and we're already declaring and proclaiming that to be so. And so yet the natural manifestation has not occurred. So she's gotten sicker. So I'm her number one health care provider here at the house. I care for her here at home. And so now that has come up. Well, should I leave her knowing that she's sick? I know what I got to do. I know what the Lord has spoken. He said, get to Houston. So I got to trust God. I know he loves her more than I love her. I have to tell my siblings, y'all got to watch mommy. I got to go. So we go head out, and my daughter has already broken her leg. So we're watching for her. We're saying, Lord, we got to take care of her. Her leg is broken. We got to watch her, and we're going to leave and be gone for a few days. How is she going to get to school? How is she going to get home? The Lord blessed us to make provision for her. And my sister said, I got her. I'll take care of her. I'll take care of she took care of my son as well. So we said, all right, we headed out there. So we got out there. We thought we had everything taken care of. Next thing you know, they started putting all kind of holds on our credit card, all kind of holds on this. We got out there. When we got out to Houston and we got into our room, we got out, we ran into a big storm and everything happened. We got out to Houston. We got to the room. We checked in. I checked my balance. I had $70-something dollars on my card. Now, mind you, it took a $160 fill-up to drive 24 hours. It took us 24 straight hours to get to Houston. And it was only my husband and I driving. And now all we have on our card is $70. We still have to eat. We still have to refill to come back home. And so all we know is we don't know how we're getting home, but we know we are where we're supposed to be. God called us to be in Houston at that time, at that place, to get our impartation. We got there. We were thoroughly blessed. We shouted. We received information that built our faith, that built our business. We took back tools that would help us to get our three and be stress-free. However, in the natural, we're still in need. People are meeting us. People are shaking our hand. People are hugging us and telling me congratulations. They've heard my testimony. They've been so blessed. And the whole while they're telling me this, I'm thinking to myself, Lord, how am I going to get home? How are you going to do this? I feel like I'm distressed. I feel like I'm pushed aside. I feel like I'm stretched about. I don't know how you're going to do this. And the Lord finally blessed and came through. And when the Lord came through, it was in such a way we never expected it to be. Never would have guessed or imagined that the family God would do the things that they did and that God would come through in the way that he came through. And we were able to go home. We thought we were going to be on a 24-hour fast because we think we've got the food to eat. So we said we're going to declare and proclaim a fast on the drive home, and we just go worship till we get home. We were even so blessed. A woman of God came and brought, said, I got extra waters that I bought. I can't take back on the plane. If you like, you can take them with you. You can have it. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I'm telling you is God already sees. He already knows, and he is already preparing a way of escape, even before you even entered the situation that you're in. Before you even enter what you think is a losing battle, what seems like a losing battle, you got to see that God has already brought you out of that thing. Galatians 6 and 17 says, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Likewise, we may actually be the strongest at the moment we feel the weakest. But that is when we are more about the Lord and less about ourselves. He must increase and I must decrease. You got to understand that day by day, one day at a time, no matter how wealthy or gifted you are, nobody's going to live 2 days at a time. Nobody. I don't care if you're Donald Trump, or I don't care if you a sister that's just barely trying to make it, or a brother trying to make it. The Lord told us that we pray for our daily bread. And so he gives us strength daily, and he helps us to go through the things that he has for us to go through and to come out of the things he has for us to come out of. I want to let you know you're down, but you're not out. You're out of this. You're not stressed. You're not perplexed. You are not crushed against the ropes with the enemy and that nothing else can help you, that you're never going to come out of this. You are out of this. Our trials work for us, not against us. And God is behind it all, working all things according to his will and for his glory, but also for our good. The invisible world is the only real world. What you cannot see, what God is doing behind the scenes, trust me, God is going to shock you or what he's getting ready to reveal in you. You may be down right now at this dispensation, but you are not out. God be the glory. You be encouraged to be blessed. Back to you.
Glory, 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 glory to God. I so receive that. Minister Tiffany, will you please come forward with our prayer request?
Yes, can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can, sweetheart.
Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you. We thank you because you are our shepherd. We thank you because this day you made it, oh God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the woman of God, co-pastor Lavana Lewis, and we thank you for her transparency, oh God. We thank you that she reminded us today that you are able to do the exceeding and abundant in our life, and we just believe it if we just trust you and if we receive it, oh God. Right now I come to you, Father, lifting up Brenda Robinson to you, praying that your will be done in her life. I pray that you will be the healer in the operating room, Father. I pray that you would just touch her mind, her body, and her spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that Joni came through her surgery with flying colors, oh God. I thank you that she was able to lift up her voice and to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise today. I come right now lifting up Cassandra to you, Father. I pray, Father God, that you would speak wisdom to her, Father, that you would just touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that you would just give her strength and comfort right now. I lift up Charvon to you, and I pray that every need in her life will be met right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up to you right now Ivory, Father, and I pray, Father God, for greater and new things in her life, and I know that you are her shepherd and that she shall not want for anything, oh God. I lift up right now each and every artist distributor in Artist International, that this weekend will be a weekend like never before, that we will get our three, that we will take advantage of the multiple points. I thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, and I pray that you would continue to strengthen him, strengthen his body, strengthen his mind, strengthen his lungs, clear them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against Artist International will prosper in the name of Jesus, and no weapon formed against our lives will prosper in the name of Jesus, because we are more than conquerors. So we love you, oh God. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for the praise reports for Bob, and we thank you for the praise reports for all of those who have given them this day, God, because as we are thirsty for you, Father, we are thirsty, and we know that your kingdom will be manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Back over to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for our prayer request. Family members, as I mentioned earlier, We have a 90K Wealth and Empowerment Experience taking place February 1st in Atlanta, Georgia at the Westin Hotel at the Atlanta Airport. You can order your tickets online and get the early bird special, which is $20 before January 27th. We also have a sizzle call for our 90K in 90 days because it is being done, and there's nothing too difficult for our God. And that number is 712-432-0075. The PIN code is 926358#, and that starts 8 Eastern Central Time. Immediately following this call, you can find out additional information about the 90K Wealth and Empowerment Experience, also about the 90K in 90 Days that's taking place this Saturday at the Hampton Inn at the JFK Airport, and also Super Saturday down in Columbia, South Carolina this Saturday, and that's going to be held. But go ahead, jump on the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598#. I want to say thank you so much, Co-Pastor Lavonia Lewis. Awesome, awesome word of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting our people this morning, Minister Benita. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for giving us our prayer requests. And Co-Pastor Lavonia, please come back and give us our daily benediction.
God bless you. Our benediction for today is that we remember that God is fighting the battle for us, that we stand firm, we believe, and we know that all things work together for our good. Father God, we thank you for this morning that we have woke early, God, to hear what you have for us, that we have come to understand, God, that we are like sheep led to the slaughter, God, but that you have given examples to us and the apostles, God, that showed us the way to endure hardness as a good soldier. Now, Father, as we go about our day, God, help us to walk out the steps that you've lined out ahead of us, for your word tells us that the steps of a good man are ordered in the Lord. And we thank you, God, that you have worked out our steps and that you helped us to understand that steps mean strategic and tactical, effective, progressive successes. Help us to walk those out daily. And, Lord, that we be ambassadors for you, that we will all lead others to you and to your love and to your glory and your grace, simply, God, by walking out those steps. And, Lord, we thank you. We'll continue to glorify you. Let our lives bring you glory. Let our businesses bring you glory. And let the people see your glory shine forth in us, that our three will be easy to achieve, because they'll say, what must I do to be a part of that company? What must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray. It is so, and so it is. Amen. Be blessed.